The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field, Kerbasa. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, and First Dakota National Bank. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Welcome in here to Hyde Stadium for the first time in what feels like forever. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. It's been a chaotic pregame setup. Had to switch cameras very quickly to get to where we are at now for my YouTube live stream. First time I've done a YouTube live stream in what feels like months. So the pregame pretty much isn't happening. It's kind of been cut short. We're about to have first pitch coming up here in a few minutes. Jack Van Camp is on the mound for your Trappers. He pitches pretty much just at home, and he was fantastic in his first outing of the year. Six innings, four hits, two runs, none of them earned. And so we will have a good outing from Jack Van Camp facing the Soares Valley Saberdogs. They have been on fire in this series. Absolutely on fire. And so he is on the mound getting set to go here for the Saberdogs. It will be Luis Pelayo, Hunter Delanoy, Ben Newbert, Chris Monroe, Jake Barlow, Seth Delgado, David Demeter, Alex Crouch, and Dustin Mertz. I actually am joined alongside now by Logan McKeever and his aviators and all with me. Logan, you were kind of holding on for dear life yesterday, scratched from the lineup, had to go to the emergency room right after we got back to Pier. How are you feeling?
Well, I will say it's been a hell of a day, if I could say that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'll allow it.
Yesterday woke up and I just wasn't feeling so hot, and I thought it'd be fun to make it to the game. As soon as I get to the game, I just hit BP and I was just like, I'm not feeling it. So I went to the doctor in the middle of the game, and they put the scare in me that I could have had appendicitis. They also put out food poisoning, so I was just nervous and just said I could make it all the way back to Pier, and woke up this morning in a hospital bed.
Yeah, so you'll probably be out for a little while, maybe stay back here from the road trip that we have coming up to Bancroft.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Jamie and talk about how I could stay here and get back to feeling better and just watch the games online.
And the first pitch hit on the ground from Luis Pelayo, fielded by Bendek, and that's thrown away. And that will be probably an infield single. I think Pelayo would have beat that out anyway. So a way to start the game here. First pitch swinging, Luis Pelayo. Now Hunter Delanoy coming up here for the first time tonight. The lefty Jack Van Camp on the mound. Gold jerseys for your Trappers. First home game since late May, so it's been quite a while. First pitch, that's hit to left field, and that will get down for a base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Saberdogs to get us started here in this one, and they've got something going right out of the gates. Now we've got some power coming up here. Ben Newbert.
This man up here, I believe, is the most dangerous hitter in their lineup. Even though I've faced Chris and I've faced Cody, I still think this guy tops it all.
He broke the record for home runs in a single season back at Bloomsburg. Hit 22 of them. The record before that was 16. First pitch to Newbert. That one misses. you know, the last two road trips that we've been on, with it being North Iowa and then with being in Minot, my angle from where I was at in the press box, very different from what I have here at Hyde. That one misses outside.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer the siding, or do you prefer?
I like the straight on. I like the straight behind. For reference, here at Hyde, I am a little bit more offset to the right down that first baseline, looking pretty much right down that third baseline. If I got Hunter Brown's attention at third, I probably could stare him right in the eyes right now. But I prefer being straight back. You can see the action. You can see the movement of the pitches. You can see what the ump strike zone is. You know, it's a lot easier to recognize what's going on.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just sitting up in a press box, just off-centered, is just very...
It's different.
Your perspective just looks different.
So 3-0 count to Ben Neubert, and the pitch taken all the way, and it missed high. So ball four, and Jack Van Camp, he's in a bit of a jam here. And the top of the first, base is loaded, nobody out. Chris Monroe coming up. He, we've mentioned, is a dangerous man.
Yeah, I would say he's pretty dangerous. I mean, he's hit quite a few long balls against us this series.
Three-run home runs, to be exact. He's got the bases loaded. First pitch, swing and hits on the ground to short. Bendek fields on a hop, throws to second for one, and the first, it's not in time. So it'll be a fielder's choice ground out for Chris Monroe.
That's exactly what you want as a pitcher. Just, you get bases loaded, nobody out, and you just get a quick ground ball. So what, it wasn't two, you made sure you got one, so that just leaves a double play ball right here.
So a run does score, 1-0. Now Jake Barlow. Runners on the corners, first pitch swinging, comes up empty. Count 0-1. Here at Hyde Stadium for the first time in almost 2 weeks, a one pitch missed outside. Daniel Habb behind the plate, kind of that three catcher rotation that we've got going between Garrett Arnold, Daniel Habb, and Carson Trumpold. All three of them, I've heard they're all pretty good back there.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about them. I haven't been able to have Daniel yet, but I really liked Garrett. I really liked Carson behind the plate. I bet Daniel's just as good as them. They all have different tools that they use behind the plate. They all have different qualities, and I like the way they bring the game upon.
2-1 the count, and the pitch got him swinging 2-2.
They all have different ideas of the game. That's what I was trying to explain. Like, some of them like to go heavy away, off speed, and some of them like to challenge hitters. It's just, they all have different games.
Now a missed outside. Runner takes off for second, and on the throw down, that allows Delanoy to take home. So a stolen base for Monroe. Delanoy takes home, and it is now 2-0. Saberdogs leading early.
Wasn't expecting a big boy to run.
He's got some surprising wheels. So now a runner on second. 3-2 count. And the pitch lined up the middle, and that is through for a base hit. Van Camp had to duck out of the way. They will hold Monroe up at third. And so runners on the corners with one away, the third hit for the Saberdogs.
Those hold your breath. Those are the ones you just got to hold your breath up here.
It's scary. You know, that was one thing I always was afraid of in high school when I played as a pitcher, which I did not very often. I was a horrible pitcher. My ERA my senior year was 36, so we won't even go into that. I always was terrified of a line drive right back up the middle, taking my head off. That's what it almost did there to Jack Van Camp. That's swung through by Seth Delgado. So 2-0 the score. Here in the top of the first.
There goes the little mascot.
has hit out to shallow center field. Mueller ranges in and cannot get there. Texas Leaguer, the throw to third, and it gets away. And that allows for Delgado to advance to second. So it is now 3-0. So 3-0 our score. Sabre Dogs leading it.
To reconnect it online.
So now, runners on second and third. One away here. Top of the first, Jack Van Camp. And that one missed. David Demeter, his first at-bat of the game. 1-0 pitch, nice, off-speed. Brings it back across there. Now 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch. That one missed outside. Logan, I know you can sympathize with this. You had a day like this yesterday. Just have days where it feels like nothing's really going right for you.
Oh yeah, I can totally agree. Just days like this suck. Just like where you just have to just sit back and say, all right, well,
this is one pitch fouled off.
This isn't the day you wanted, but that's why there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, I think for my YouTube Live viewers, I think they're just listeners right now because I think that the video feed is just frozen for them. I had to use my backup camera. We had some things happen with the main camera just before first pitch where the power no longer worked to it, so I had to move a camera up here. 2-2, misses inside, 3-2. And so I'm on my backup camera right now, and I think from what I've heard from some feedback I got from some people, I think that the audio works fine. But I think the video is frozen, which is interesting.
It's just been a great day so far for the both of us.
Absolutely. A 3-2 hit out to deep right center field. Jacob Griffin on the move, backpedaling near the track and makes the catch. And so tagging up is Barlow. Delgado moves up to third. And now two away.
Wait. Are they not saying those?
So he caught it, and then I think on the exchange, okay, the ball dropped out of the glove, and so that's what the umpires are just saying right now, that on the exchange it dropped out. So that is still an out. So now 4-0.
They're going to talk about this real quick.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. Maybe they'll give me some time to figure out what's going on with the YouTube Live video. Just one of those days, Logan. You were in the hospital pretty much all morning.
All morning, and it's exhausting. Yes, we did get that call. I will say the warm blankets were nice.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. It's the only good thing about today. Took some good naps.
Yeah, yesterday you did not look too comfortable on the bus, laying pretty much on the floor, and then you moved eventually to that back seat, didn't you?
Yeah, Noah was so kind enough to let me sit in his three-seater and get curled up in a ball.
Noah McCreary, quite a man. First pitch to Alex Crouch. That one missed outside. Daniel Hebb had to block it.
I will say it was very cold on the bus. Did you feel like it was cold on the bus?
Oh, yes, I did. I used my pillow as a blanket, basically, for the entire time. The 1-0 pitch, sliced foul up near the cars. Well, it died a little bit before them.
See, that's that perspective. You can't tell how hard it's hit.
Exactly, from this little offset angle. And it's been a while since I've been at this angle. Yep, for my YouTube Live listeners right now, they're just listeners. Yeah, we're trying to get everything picked back up. 2-1 the count to Alex Crouch. I had to move my backup camera just before the game started. 2-1. Swung on and missed 2-2. Trying to figure out what I might try to do here.
I will say, I almost kissed that ground getting off that bus.
Oh, I bet. Not a place you'd want to be when you're sick. Let's see if I can get something figured out here. 2-2, and that one hit him.
And inside.
Now that means four of the Sabre Dogs, the left fielder, Dustin Mertz.
Now, all the way through to the number nine hitter, Dustin Mertz. Typically a catcher playing left field today.
Do we have a stat on how many times they've batted through the lineup? That is a stat I wanted to know, like, first inning.
Since the first game of the series between the two of these teams?
How many times they've batted through the lineup?
Crouch takes off for second, and that allows Delgado to take home, but they've got Crouch in a pickle, and the tag is applied. That ends the inning. But another run does score, so 5-0 is our score here after the first frame of the game. It was a hectic first frame pretty much from top to bottom with the stream, the video, the game itself. It's one of those innings, one of those starts to the game. So we'll take a quick break here and come back for the bottom of the first here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in here for the bottom of the first inning. 5-0 the score. The Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers. Just a hectic first inning pretty much all the way around. I'm joined by Logan McKeever, at least for the time being, until he either goes down or decides to go home and rest, something like that. It was a long night for you, I know.
Yeah, I'll probably end up going home in probably the next inning or so, just going home to rest, getting some quality food into me. That's the one thing I do need.
Some quality food is the key. Yeah. Quality.
Although I do want to try those mashed potatoes that they were telling me about for the post game.
Okay.
They were saying that they were getting some food from the church, and they said the mashed potatoes were amazing. That's the one thing I do wish I could eat.
Tonight, you said?
Yeah, supposedly. Okay. Supposedly. I could be wrong.
For me, I just got to get there first.
Yeah.
I got to make it to tonight first. Make it through. 5-0 the score. Like I said, for my YouTube Live listeners that I have currently, I'm trying to figure out the video aspect. Sometimes things just do not want to work. Super laggy right now. I can see it. Gotta love it when that happens. First pitch of the inning, Connor Bendek called a strike.
I do like seeing Connor Bendek in the one hole. It's just a new side, especially seeing him in this fall and the spring last year at Spring Hill with me. It's great to see him early in the lineup.
Chopped out to right field. Delanoy camps under it and makes the play for the first out. You actually have quite a few teammates here with you that are Spring Hill.
Connor Bendek and Nick Blessing.
Yep. The trio.
The trio.
Now we've got Noah McCreary. He gave us some entertainment on the mound a few nights ago.
Oh, yeah. I was there to watch that. That was probably the most exciting time I've ever watched a baseball game.
Position player. Threw two scoreless to start off the game. We won't talk about what happened after. First pitch, swing and fouled off.
But we will talk about the two scoreless. We will talk about
yes,
the two scoreless.
Yes, absolutely will.
But I do want to give a huge shout-out to Nick Blessing for taking me to the emergency room last night at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he said he was with you until about 7 a.m.
Yeah, he did.
Or 9 a.m., actually, I think.
Yeah, he ended up dropping me off. We ate some breakfast
McCreary comes up empty now. 0-2.
But huge shout out. Picked me up at 7:30 today after dropping me off at 3:30. Stayed up the whole time. Just couldn't ask for a better teammate.
And he pitched last night as well. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. So McCreary goes down looking. So two away now here in the bottom of the first. Hyde Stadium. Home game for the first time in quite a while for the Trappers. 4-8 record on the year. Jacob Wesselman on the mound for the Saberdogs. First pitch to Hunter Brown. Missed low and outside.
You can see those distinct cleats from anywhere.
The neon. They're the big league chew.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorites. 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a called strike. Goes with the off speed.
Dropped in there for the strike if you saw the drop.
I don't think that they were able to see anything, my YouTube chat. I need to figure out how I can get that first camera back up and running.
You got the joke.
Yeah. The 1-1 hit high on the infield, drifting to the right and out of play. And we have a train coming through here at Hyde Stadium, of course. Because why not?
I did get stuck behind it before one game.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was not a very pleasant sight, especially when you got to be there in the next 30 minutes. You're like stuck behind a train.
A lot of trains here just in the great Midwest. Is this the Midwest?
I would consider it Midwest. That's what I would say.
A lot of trains, a lot of land, everything very spaced out. 1-2, missed outside, 2-2. And now 2-2 pitch from Wesselman to Brown. Chopped foul to the left side.
You know, it's always a great sight when you see those hills in the background.
I love them. I love them. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it before. When I first drove here, I was blown away.
I've never seen hills like this.
Like we're in the middle of a valley. You see the hills all around. That missed outside. A nice take from Hunter Brown. Runs the count full. 3-2. 5-0 to score. The Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers.
Quality of that.
QAB. And the payoff pitch. Fouled back once again. I bet you're going to miss not being able to stay at the Sisters Inn.
I am.
In Bancroft.
I am not going to miss that place, I will say.
That's fouled off again.
Waking up and looking across to see your roommate looking at you with your beds facing each other. Never seen a hotel do that.
This is pitch number 9 of the at-bat. Hunter Brown, Jacob Wesselman. The payoff pitch. Chopped on the ground to third. Crouch Fields on a hop. Throws the first in time to retire the side. So the Trappers go down in order.
All right, Ryan.
5-0. We are through one inning. And I think that's going to be it for Logan McKeever. Thanks for joining me for this first inning, this chaotic first inning for both the game and for myself here with this setup.
I hope you get it all worked out.
We'll see if we do. You go get some rest.
Will do. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and come back for the second inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
We are through one inning of play here at Hyde Stadium. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. 5-0 to score. Saber Dogs leading it. Jack Van Camp back out there. And he will face Dustin Mertz. First pitch misses low and outside. 5 runs scored on 4 hits in the top of the first for the Saber Dogs. The 1-0 miss is high. So now 2-0 the count. And that missed high for ball 3. I'll be joined by the GM of the Trappers, John Hunt, I think for the next half inning in the bottom of the second. But for now, it's just me. The 3-1 swung through. We've got a full count now, 3-2 here in the top of the second. Dustin Mertz, payoff pitch, runs in near the legs for ball 4. So now, it's a leadoff walk for Dustin Mertz. We are back to the top of the order. Luis Pelayo back up for the second time. And so now, runner on first. Lefty-lefty matchup. Van Camp and that goes with a bunt, and it's fouled off out of play to the left side. For all my YouTube Live viewers, well, listeners for right now, I have a backup camera that I'm having to use right now because my main camera decided to take a nosedive on me right before the game started, and so I'm using a backup camera. It's a bit laggy. I don't think it's working very well, but we live with it. We do what we can. I've got John Hunt with me. I was telling him that it would be the bottom of the second, and that one runs in and hits Pelayo on the right calf. And that's a hit-by-pitch. John, it's been a long time since I talked to you here.
We were just having fun with the kids, doing the kids race. And, yeah, it's what has happened here. I'm going to be perfectly honest about it because this is going above and beyond. The plug to our camera, for those of you who are listening, goes into the opposing team's dugout. And they unplugged it intentionally on multiple occasions.
I don't think it was intentionally.
The coach told them not to do it anymore. And after I had the discussion with the coach, my guys went down to check it, and the cord itself, which was in perfect shape previously, was bent and broken. So now we have no video
stream.
That's
news to me. I'm trying to have the backup camera set up here, up near the top with me. I think it's lagging out, though, so I had some input on that from the YouTube Live viewers, but I don't know. I'm trying to just roll with the punches.
Yeah, that's sometimes all you can do in this league. That's all you can do.
Sometimes you're dealt an unfavorable hand, and you just got to make it work. 1-0 pitch waved at and missed by Delanoy.
But good to be up here with you. I mean, Jack's last inning, I think he did well. The first pitch went through the legs of the shortstop, and that runner scored. There was another play in that inning where the throw, you know, it's a double steal. And against guys this good, it's almost impossible to throw the runner out at second when you got a runner in third and not expect him to score. So he gave up 5 runs, but those are 2 outs. You know, he gives up a run maybe. Yep. So Jack is pitching well despite the 5-0 score in this ball game tonight.
Yep, he's got a 1-1 count. Hunter Delanoy stands straight up with the stance. Runners on first and second. 1-1 pitch runs in.
Oh, and then there was another play where a player leaned across the plate into one of his pitches and was hit by a pitcher. So
it's weird.
All of that adds up.
I enjoy having my angle right behind where I can really see everything. I'm a little offset. I got to get back used to the press box view here at Hyde.
Yeah. Well, wait till you go to Red River, because their press box is on the ground directly behind the plate.
It almost looks like you're
a different view.
It's like you're in a bunker.
Kind of. You are. It's a cool press box as a way to watch a game, but it'll be fun for you when you get up there.
3-1 pitch, chopped on the ground to second. Seagraves ranging in, makes the play, and just takes the out at first. Hit too slowly to allow for a play at second.
It was the smart play. There was no question.
Pelayo has a lot of speed.
Maybe he gets the runner at second, but he has to turn his body all the way around. And again, you're right. The runner, Pelayo, has speed. So
a lot of speed. He's hit an inside-the-park home run, a triple. He's been very good in the games that I have watched him play. And now runners on second and third for Ben Neubert.
Gets the corner. Nice
pitch
by Jack.
Strike.
Exactly. And it has been a little while, man. I miss being up here with you. The last couple of games of the previous series when we were home, you had a couple players up here, and I was running around doing the GM duties and was unable to work with you.
Right.
And so this time I set it up so we'd get two, because it seemed like the last time I was here, two outs came very quickly, and we weren't able to.
I know. It was very fast.
It was like, okay, the inning's over. Got to go back downstairs. So we set it up this inning so I could have a little extra. We just had, like I said, a fun kids' horse race. We got
That's
the
it.
Chicken
Through
dance
the right
coming
side
up.
For a base hit, Ben
Another
Neubert.
Base knock, yes.
One run scores. Pelayo moves up to third. It makes it 6-0. RBI single for Ben Neubert.
Now batting for the Sabre Dogs, the first baseman. Number 32, Chris Monroe.
And now Chris Monroe, this dude has a lot of pop.
And I love what Big Daddy's doing over there. And, yeah, we gave him the music. But they're playing the Elmo song for the hitter at the place.
Yes, they
are. I love it. And we got fed some Britney Spears and some Christina Aguilera while we were at their house.
Yep.
So we thought we'd have a little fun here, too.
Let's see if I can fix this video stream for all of you.
You do that, and I can make the call while you're working on that. How's that? I haven't got to do that in a while. Jack
Go
Van Camp at the mound, looks over to first, comes to the plate, strike dead center across the plate with the fastball, and the count is 1-1 with one out. 6-0 here in favor of the Sabredogs over our hometown Trappers here on May Adams. Clerks and attorneys and interns night. Foul ball, out of play. It'll make it 1-2. Again, I feel like despite the five runs, Jack pitched well in the previous inning. There were opportunities for us to get out of that inning and, you know, a bad bounce here. Stuff happens, you know. We had the opportunity of getting out of that inning with a run or two. Given up. So Van Camp looks in, makes the pitch, outside. So that'll make it 2-2. One out again here in the top half of the second inning at Hyde Stadium, a.k.a. Edison Elementary School.
Look at you go, John. You're back in your element.
You know what? I wasn't sure how that was going to go. Are you back or are you still working on the street? You keep working. I got it. High pop-up. And the first baseman calls it and makes the catch. Runners do not advance. Two outs. Runner still on third. Runners on the corners right now. By the way, in the next inning, we will be on the corners because we get to do the Kids Brush the Bases with Pierre Family Dental, our good friends there.
The giant toothbrush.
I know. Those are kind of cool, though, for the kids.
I think
their kids have fun with those.
I'll try and at least update the score for
okay.
now. Jeff, for you in my YouTube chat. Jeff, no, it's not a you problem at all. It's trying to get this secondary camera to work after the
Big
primary one.
Big swing and a miss on the fastball from Jack. 0-1 with two outs.
My primary camera and primary angle took a dive on me before the game started, and so I'm trying to roll with the punches. Do the best you can do.
There's a high fly ball. It looks playable in short right field.
Jacob Griffin.
Griffin is under it and makes the catch to get out of the inning. So I get to come back and do it with you for another half inning today.
All right. Sounds great.
So I'll let you do what you need to do to send it back to the house.
Okay, so that was John Hunt taking over for me for a few minutes while I'm trying to figure out this YouTube live stream camera situation. We are through an inning and a half, 6-0 our score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. We'll take a quick break and come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back in here. Sorry, I had myself muted for a second.
And I was excited. I was hearing some old school Fleetwood Mac in the background, man. Oh,
right?
Well, from the Peter Green days of, like, really, you're not even a glint in your parents' eye at that point when Peter Green was singing with Fleetwood Mac.
But my lovely producer, Heather Williams, always has some fun music for us to come back in from our commercial break.
So tell me your best story from the trip. Your best story. I mean, we know that the scores weren't exactly what we wanted them to be and things were a little crazy. But what was the most fun you had while on the trip?
See here.
All right, you can think about that for a minute as Will Hope hits the plate.
Will was with me.
He was on the air with you, wasn't he?
Six innings. The game was moving so fast.
Yeah.
It was pretty much over before we knew it. The game was like an hour and 55 minutes in total. Saberdogs like playing with the pace of play. First pitch to Will Hope. That one misses.
And that's another thing. The umpires in tonight's game have noticed that in the past and will not allow the pace of play to be pushed tonight.
Slowing it down a little bit.
Just playing at the normal pace of a baseball game is all we ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Hoke is at 1-1. Nobody's out here in the bottom half of the second inning. I am John Hunt. He is the man for this season.
Yep.
Why do I have brain locking, Ryan? Ryan is the man, though. He's doing a great job here for us this season through the crazy road trips and
technical difficulties that we get.
You know, and the things you have to do in minor league baseball to make your way to climb up to the top. You know, sometimes it's not as easy. You know, when we're in here in radio, this is kind of our sanctuary. We get away from the rest of it. And Will Hoke is still at the plate, 1-2.
And frozen ball, strike three on the outside.
And Will did not like that, and I fully can understand why.
Walking back to the dugout.
So one down.
Now Anthony Barraza, a lot of power. And yes, for Vanessa May, for Vanessa Hay, I assume, are you related to Caleb in some capacity? I'm trying to get the stream to not be frozen anymore. We'll see. I might have to just reboot it and see what we can do after the next half inning. But you can still hear me for now, I think.
Exactly. I've been a big fan of Anthony's throughout the course of this season. He has done a good job with the bat. This time he grounds to third and is thrown out at first. You tell me when you're ready to take it back over. But we got two outs, so I'm going to be out of here in a minute anyway. So I'll just
do your thing for a few seconds.
I'll keep it for the – and then I have to run down because we get to do the chicken dance with the kids.
That'll be fun.
As a matter of fact,
you.
It's two outs. I better go down now.
That's fine.
So I'm
going to
turn it back over if you're good.
Yep. We'll be good. We'll make it work.
All right. Ryan doing a great job, and we appreciate you listening. Thanks.
Thank you, John, for joining me. Through the technical difficulties and all that we have been having. So two down here in the bottom of the second inning. A one pitch missed to Daniel Hab. The count 1-1. 6-0 the score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. Fouled off, and Hab loses the bat near the Saberdogs dugout. Everyone look out over there. That has happened a lot more than it should have. And so now 1-2, the count remains. Daniel Hab, the catcher tonight for the Trappers. Wesselman looks in, the 1-2 pitch, line to the right side, and caught on a line by Chris Monroe, puts the body out there, makes the diving play, and that ends the bottom of the second inning. So the Trappers go down in order once again. We go to the third. 6-0 our score. Saberdogs lead it over your Trappers here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you can win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pierre at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pierre Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart, and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pierre at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7. 6-0 our score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. First home game for the Trappers in a long time. And it's going to be the only one that we have here for a little while, even beyond that. One standalone home game, and then three more on the road in Bancroft, Iowa, before two off days, and then finally two straight games here. Thanks to everybody for hanging with me through the technical difficulties tonight with the YouTube live stream, trying to get those resolved as we speak. We'll see what happens with it. Doing my best. It's usually about the best you can ask for. We'll try this for the YouTube live. See if it wants to work a little bit better here. Seth Delgado. Back up for the second time in this game. And you can hear them playing the Sesame Street theme song. First pitch called a strike. Doing that to embrace the Edison Elementary joke. Saberdogs put that out on social media just to troll a little bit. The 0-1 missed outside. Personally, I like it. Full salute and applause to the Saberdogs social media team. Elite. 1-1 missed low. 2-1. Now 3-1 to Delgado. And that missed for ball four. A leadoff walk from Jack Van Camp. Now David Demeter back up for the second time in this game. playing shortstop today. Van Camp checks to first and the pitch. Missed high. And the 1-0, that's called a strike. Now 1-1. Van Camp, the hometown kid for the Trappers, only pitches in home games. The lefty, the 1-1, dusted him off inside, 2-1. Van Camp, the 2-1 pitch. Now one missed low in the dirt, 3-1. Delgado takes off, and that one's fouled off straight back. He will have to head back to first. So we will do the 3-2 all over again. David Demeter. 3-2 pitch, missed high for ball four. Back-to-back walks to start us off here in the third. 6-0. SaberDogs looking to add on. Listening here on River 92.7 and just listening for now on the YouTube Live. The camera having some difficulties and only so much that one man can do by himself. It's kind of the situation that I'm in. Hands tied. Pulled a lot of different directions. First pitch to Crouch, misses outside. Alex Crouch has that Cody Bellinger style stance. Lefty, straight up, very back corner of the box. Chops it to first, and it gets by Barraza and down the line. Delgado waved around third, and he will score easily. Runners advance to second and third. And that will go down as an error on Anthony Barraza. That makes it 7-0. And now Dustin Mertz. First pitch called a strike. Dustin Mertz. The 0-1 chopped foul. Running a solo crew right now, just me. I like to have guests on, players, whenever I can, but nobody with me right now. That missed outside to Mertz, 1-2. Runners on second and third. 1-2 pitch, lined into the right center field, going to be Jacob Griffin ranging back, making the play. Demeter tags from third, and he will score. That makes it 8-0 on the sack fly RBI from Dustin Mertz. Crouch moves up to third. Now Luis Pelayo chops one to third. Hunter Brown fields on the run, throws to first and time, and is actually dropped by Barraza, and that allows for Crouch to score from third. So another error. The wheels just kind of falling off the bus here for the Trappers in this game. 9-0. That's our second error of the inning. So in the top of the third, it is 9-0.
I love the stuff you're throwing in between.
Just not really going the way of the Trappers today. Just one of those days pretty much for everybody all across the board, including myself. First pitch, that one misses. Hunter Delanoy. The lefty, Luis Pelayo on first base. He's got some speed. He has an inside the park home run and a triple to his credit against the Sabres, or against the Trappers. That one's lined into left field and caught by McCreary. And that is the second out of the inning. You know, not all things going against the Trappers today. Tonight's attendance over 600. So a solid showing from the Trappers faithful out here to support the team. As I mentioned, the first home game the Trappers have had in over a week and a half. Two away, Ben Neubert missed outside on a fastball. 1-0. And that one missed outside as well. About 70 degrees here in Pier right now. 10-mile-an-hour winds. That one's chopped straight back. Foul. Mostly cloudy. That wind blowing to right field, pushing from center field down that right field line. And that is called a strike to Ben Neubert. 2-2. Runner on first, two away here in the top of the third. 9-0. Jack Van Camp on the mound. The 2-2 pitch. And that one looked good, but just missed. The count now full, 3-2. And that missed outside for ball four. It's a walk for Ben Neubert. Now you've got that heavy hitting power of Chris Monroe. Huge frame, 6'5", 245 pounds. Central Michigan. Don't think that's too far from here. First pitch swinging, and that ball is gone. There was that power. Three-run bomb, his fourth three-run shot in six games against the Trappers, and there was no doubt about that one. Take cover. That makes it 12-0. He was first pitch swinging. got the fastball that he wanted, and gave it a ride. And now we've officially, I would say, gotten out of hand here at Hyde Stadium in multiple ways. The train has fallen off the tracks, you could say. First pitch to Jake Barlow, called a strike. Second baseman. He hit a grand slam a couple of games ago against the Trappers. 0-1 pitch, line to right center field. Griffin on the move, near the track, leaps and cannot make the play. It's off the heel of the glove. Barlow cruises into second for a two-out double. And now another runner in scoring position for the Saberdogs.
For the Saberdogs, the catcher number 17, Seth Delgado.
Seth Delgado with a runner on second base after the three-run home run from Chris Monroe and then the double to right field. First pitch missed, up and out. Just not been Jack Van Camp's day here today. He was lights out in his first start of the year against the North Iowa Raging Roosters. Went six innings. Allowed two runs, just... actually, none of them earned, just four hits. But tonight, a very different story. 12 runs on seven hits. And that passed ball allows for Barlow to take third. And now Trevor Seagraves, the second baseman, will come out and give a quick mound visit. The mound visit over. 2-0. And the pitch, that's in there for a strike. And the 2-1. That's skied into left center field. Maddox Mueller, center fielder, calls off and camps under it to make the catch. And that will end the inning, but not before the Saberdogs tack on six more runs, including a three-run no-doubt shot from Chris Monroe. It is now 12-0. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. We'll come back here for the bottom of the third on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt. And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Collins! Fight! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We are back in here at Hyde Stadium. 12-0 to score. The Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. It's just been one of those days, really, from top to bottom. Things just don't feel like they're going right. for the team, for me, as a broadcaster up here with the equipment. You just have those days. You just got to work through it. Make it work. Driven here by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. The best gift you can give your family is you, so please be safe and buckle up. For my 29, right now, 29 listeners on the YouTube Live, as I said earlier, my primary camera, from that different angle than what's up here, took a dive on me about 10 minutes before first pitch. And this backup camera that I have is clearly not capable of handling the frame rates and the quality of allowing for you to see a video rather than just a still picture. What I can promise, unless there's some other crazy stuff that happens before the next home game, by the time we have our next home game here in about a week, a little less than a week, I will have everything up and running smoothly. It will be fixed. I will have updated graphics of some sort with the score bug, and I will have a functioning video like I had for the first four games of the year. 0-1 pitch from Mueller is fouled off. Now down 0-2. Mueller been in a bit of a slump at the plate, trying to work through it, batting just 156. He has an 0-2 count. Wesselman on the mound. And the 0-2. Called strike three. Mueller goes down looking. That is the first out of the inning.
Now batting for your Peter Trevor, the second baseman, number one.
And now we've got Trevor Seagraves. We'll see him batting for the first time tonight. Twelve to nothing the score. SaberDogs leading it over your Trappers. 12 runs on 7 hits. No hits so far on the night for your Trappers. First pitch of the at-bat. Sky to the right side, drifting out of play. And that will go out of play. Foul. Oh, and won the count to Trevor Seagraves from Ottawa, Arizona. Nice curveball there from Wesselman. Gets him looking at strike two. Now 0-2 the count. One out here in the bottom of the third. The 0-2 pitch got him swinging high on a fastball. That is the second out of the inning. Now Jacob Griffin. Jacob joined me yesterday on the road broadcast. And he was up with me for, I'd say, a majority of the game. And he was great. Fantastic. There really hasn't been a player yet that I've had up here who has been uncomfortable or has been nervous. They've all been pretty good. First pitch misses inside to the left-hander, Jacob Griffin. Has one of the three home runs on the year for the Trappers. One oh pitch goes with the bender. And that's called strike one. The count now 1-1. Wesselman looks in, and Griffin calls time. The 1-1. And I missed outside. 2-1. That missed outside for ball three. Now 3-1. Three-one pitch, foul tipped. The count now runs full to 3-2. 12-0 the score. Bottom of the third, Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers here at Hyde Stadium. Delgado caught that foul tip off the mask, and he's getting some medical attention there, grabbing his jaw. I know those ones hurt. Even though you're wearing a mask, it does not mean that you're safe. That much I know for sure. So, coach telling him to just rub some dirt on it, call it good, put the mask back on, and go back out there. Seth Delgado, the catcher, took a foul tip off the mask, needed a few moments to regain his bearings. And now we have a 3-2 count. Nobody on, two away, bottom of the third. And 3-2, that missed high for ball four. Griffin reaches on the walk. And that is the first base runner of the game for the Trappers. Here in the bottom of the third inning. We're back to the top of the order, Connor Bendek. He flew out to right in his first at-bat. He has a runner on. Some work to be done here for the Trappers, down 12-0. First pitch from Wesselman. At the knees, called strike one. Owen won the count, runner on first. Connor Bendek. A one. That's called a strike. We got an 0-2 count, Connor Bendek, runner on first. Wesselman looks in, and the 0-2, hit on the ground to third, hit hard, Crouch fields, throws to first, and that is in time. So that will end the third inning. Trappers get their first base runner of the game, but he is stranded at first. And now we go to the fourth inning. Trappers trailing 12-0 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Grey Goose Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Okay, good. We are back here for the fourth inning. Jack Van Camp still out there on the mound. 12-0 to score. Jack Van Camp, I talked to Coach Jamie Haviger before the game, and with the pitching, lack of pitching depth on the team right now, I think Jack's going to probably go the full 120 pitches tonight. Now, David Demeter. The 1-0 pitch, that's called a strike. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, listening on River 92.7 and also listening right now on YouTube. I'm sorry to my YouTube viewers, unable to see any video right now. It's just been one of those days. Technology doesn't want to work. Nothing really wants to work. 2-1 the count. Nice slider there from the lefty, Jack Van Camp. Count even at 2-2. And the pitch, that one missed. Ball three here to the leadoff batter in the fourth inning, David Demeter. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Jack Van Camp gets the strikeout on a swing and a miss from David Demeter. That is the first out here in the top of the fourth. That's lined into right field. That will get down for a base hit. First pitch swinging, Alex Crouch, the third baseman. That is the eighth hit of the night for the Saber Dogs. So Dustin Mertz batting for the third time. First pitch missed up and outside. Count 1-0. Van Camp, 1-0 pitch, called strike one. Van Camp taking his time, likes to move at his own speed. The 1-1, nubbed foul straight back here to the right side near where I'm sitting. If I hadn't moved my car, there would have been a chance that it would have hit it. But Heather, I promise my car is safe. I parked it about as far away as I could. That's hit up the middle. And Bendek makes the play and throws the first, not in time. That was a heck of an effort from Connor Bendek. Got dirty, laid out for it, and stopped it on the infield. But unable to get Mertz in time at first. That goes down as an infield single. Luis Pelayo back to the top of the order. He has two runners on with one away. Lefty-lefty matchup. 1-0 pitch. Missed high. Snaps out of the glove of Daniel Habb. Throws down to third and not in time. So the passed ball allows for both runners to move up 90 feet. Nubbed, foul, and that's a broken bat. Sliced it right in half. It's like Luis Pelayo's bat was met by a buzzsaw. Rather than it breaking horizontally and snapping, split vertically right down the middle of the barrel. You don't see that very often. That's another broken bat. We've had a lot of broken bats the last few days. Especially from the Trapper's first baseman, Anthony Barraza. He's broken, I think he said, five bats in his last five games. And it goes back to the rule in this league where you're not allowed to use any wood bats that have that metal rod running through the middle to keep them from breaking so easily. Those are outlawed, so you've got a lot of wood chips flying over the field. Here in the Expedition League, the Wood Bat League. The 2-1, Pelayo hits it on the ground to first. Barraza has trouble with it. No throw to first. That allows another run to score. You know, you got a feel for Anthony Barraza tonight. Out there in the field, just not been his night. That is his third error over there at first. It was a routine grounder. Just had trouble with it and unable to pick it up in time. And it's really hard to reset yourself after a couple of mistakes, and it's easy to fall into that path of continuing to spiral. Happened to me all the time when I was in early high school. Easy to get in your own head in this sport, baseball, such a mental sport. First pitch to Hunter Delanoy, called a strike. So after the error, it is now 13-0. Saber Dogs leading it over your Trappers. The 0-1 pitch goes with a slider. Missed outside and no swing. So 1-1. Ben Neubert on deck. 1-1 chopped over to Barraza at first, and it'll actually be Seagraves who tries to field, and he can't make the play. That's another error. Seagraves at second, unable to handle it. Took a big bounce, nubbed out of the glove, and that is the fourth error of this game in four innings for the Trappers. Bases are now loaded for Ben Neubert. And you know what I can't help but wonder? These Trappers have been playing on turf at Corbett Field in Minot for the last 5 or 6 days. First pitch to Neubert, hit that out to right field, foul. So I can't help but wonder, playing on the turf, getting used to the true hops, the bounces, because there are no weird bounces on turf. It plays true. 0-1 pitch, called a strike, went with the off-speed, changed it up there from Van Camp, dropped it in. So I can't help but wonder if, you know, maybe playing on that turf, they got a bit used to it and being held off. And that one's lined into right center field. That will get down for extra bases for Ben Neubert. That will roll all the way to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Delanoy waved around third, and he will score. That's a bases clearing 3 RBI double from Ben Neubert. Shot it into right center field, and it is now 16-0. Headed right back down that path that we saw from the first three games between these teams on the year. 14-0, 21-3, 27-0. Now Chris Monroe, first pitch swing and chops it foul straight back. The last two games have been much more respectable, 5-1 and 7-0. But today, not par for the course. Jack Van Camp, 16 runs, 10 hits. The Trapper starter, that's hit over to short. Bendek Fields throws to first and in time for the second out of the inning. Monroe grounds out. Neubert advances to third. Now it will be Jake Barlow. He has 3 home runs in this series against the Trappers. If you count both home and away for consecutive games played against the same team, this is the 6th game in a row between these two teams. Nubbed foul off the plate by Barlow. Count 0-1. Listening here on River 92.7 and also listening, unfortunately, but not watching on the YouTube Live. Like I said, I will get the video component up and running. Hopefully I don't have my main camera take a nosedive on me 5 minutes before first pitch again. A 1 pitch to Barlow. That one dropped low. 1-1. Sometimes it's just how things go, especially when you're figuring things out in the business. 1-1 runs in and hits Barlow in the leg. He's having to walk that one out. Fakes like he's charging the mound on Van Camp. Just running that one off a little bit, limping his way over there to the first base bag. He ran a little circle, around the around home plate after he got hit and did a little fake jab step like he was going to go out and charge Jack Van Camp on the mound. You know, it was obviously clearly a joke, but one of these days, I want to see an all-out brawl in front of me. I want to be given I want to be calling the left hooks, the right hooks, the body slams. Give me all of it. First pitch to Delgado, called a strike. My favorite player in the majors right now, Nolan Arenado. Well, I remember when he went after and charged Hunter Strickland of the Giants when he was with the Rockies. That was fantastic. That's called strike two at the knees. For my YouTube chat, I know that you can't see anything, but you can hear me. Comment with what your favorite baseball brawl of all time is. 0-2, got him hacking. Comes up empty. Delgado swings through it, tosses the bat in frustration, and that will end the inning. Jack Van Camp finally gets out of it, the hometown kid, but gave up 4 runs. Total now 16-0. Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers. We go to the bottom of the fourth here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. The score? Well, it doesn't really matter. 16-0. The SaberDogs leading it over your Trappers. Just not been a very good day all around. Just one of those days. I've already said that a few times. There's days where you feel like you can conquer anything. Feel like life is on easy mode, if you will. And then there's other days where you feel like you just got picked up out of bed, dropped right on your skull, thrown out your window and dragged around playing life on expert mode, extra difficult, extra hard. That's what today has been for me, for the Trappers. It just happens. My only saving grace right now is the fact that the other intern for the Trappers and so same host family as me, Aubrey, brought me a hot dog from the concession stands and some water. That is my one saving grace. Noah McCreary leading off the bottom of the fourth. First pitch. Swinging. Bottom of the fourth. Got a little tongue-tied there. And I think he was sitting fastball there, the way he revved up for that one. Was given a bender and came up a little bit empty on that. Now an 0-1 count. And the pitch. And that missed. One and one. That's fouled off to the left side, out of play. SaberDogs wearing red jerseys today with the blue airplane hats. Trappers wearing the gold. You know, those airplane hats for the SaberDogs. 1-2 pitch. Nub just foul. Way to stay alive there for McCreary. I like them. I like the airplane hats for the SaberDogs, but if there was one thing that they could change about them, if they could change one thing, they would have so much more potential. Instead of that monotone navy blue across the entire hat, as McCreary goes down swinging for the first out here in the fourth inning. I was talking with some of the SaberDogs interns about this a few days ago when we were in Minot. My good buddy Ty, he's from Arkansas. He was like, you know, if these airplane hats, if they just had two colors instead of just one, if instead of just a solid navy blue, you had the navy blue hat and then like a light baby blue bill, they would be elite. First pitch to Hunter Brown, hit on the ground to short. Demeter fields and throws to first in time for the second out. So Hunter Brown, aggressive, swinging on the first pitch. Ultimately, though, a ground out. Now we've got Will Hoke DHing tonight. He kind of switches off with Anthony Barraza for who's DHing and who's in the field. First pitch from Wesselman. That's taken high for ball one. 16-0 the score. SaberDogs leading it over your Trappers. Will Hoke from Oklahoma City. 1-0 pitch. Called a strike. You know, Will is a fantastic guy. talked to him quite a bit, especially on this last road trip. He was up in the booth with me. He has one black mark on my friendship with him. There's one thing, and it's the fact that he is a fan of the Oklahoma Sooners. He's an OU fan. Someone who goes to Oklahoma State. I just can't quite get over it. 2-1 count. And the pitch dipping underneath that one. 2-2. You know, I asked Will when I first met him, when he told me that some of his family is huge OU fans. I asked him if they were upset. Some of his family was upset when Oklahoma State finally beat OU in football this year. One of my favorite memories of my life. 2-2 pitch bounce. Oklahoma State able to beat OU at home. I was on the field taking pictures. It was a surreal moment. Finally beat the Sooners. And so when I talked to Will, I asked him if his family was upset after that loss. And he said, probably. And I responded by saying, well, good. I hope they were. Payoff pitch, nubbed into left field. That will get down, and that will break up the no-hitter. Will Hoke just stuck with it. It's something to opposite field left. And so the no-hitter that was going for Jacob Wesselman is no more. Will Hoke gets on the board with two away in the bottom of the fourth. Now Anthony Barraza. It's been a rough day for him in the field, but sure it could make him feel better if he were able to hit one off the Boys and Girls Club in left center. First pitch buckled him. What with the changeup? Looked like he was expecting fastball. A lot of power. The 0-1. That one missed in the dirt. Count 1-1. 16-0 to score. Anthony Barraza. One pitch. That one missed low. You know, in a game like this, if I was Anthony, of course I'll have to ask him after the game what his mentality is. If I'm Anthony here, with how much power he has, I'm thinking, you know what, 16-0 game, I'm going to swing out of my shoes. 2-1, and he does, and hits at the right field. That will get down for a base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Trappers. It was an outside fastball, and Anthony just kind of hit it off the end of the barrel. You can tell he might have stung up the hands a little bit, whether that one made contact. And it dropped in right field. So the first sign of life here, really, in this game for the Trappers on the offensive side. Two runners on, two away. Daniel Habb. Wesselman, first pitch, breaking ball missed low. I talked to Daniel Habb the other day. I think he was a little bit upset when I didn't ask him to come join the broadcast 2 days ago. It was actually, it was 2 days ago. I'll tell you what he said in a second after the 1-0. Fouled straight back. I think I asked, I can't remember who I asked. I've had a lot of people, a lot of these Trappers players up here in the booth with me. I'm trying to get to every single one at least once, and then we're going to rotate through. I haven't had Danny up here yet. And 2 days ago, after I asked somebody, I don't remember who, I think it might have been Trevor Seagraves. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike on the inside. I asked Trevor, and Danny turned and looked at me, and he goes, you know what, Ryan? I'm a catcher, so I have 2 out of every 3 days off, so I'm pretty much available to talk most of the time, and you've never asked me to come on, but it's all right. I'll have to make sure to get Danny on here. 1-2 pitch. or the curveball, check swing, no swing. The appeal down to the field umpire. Maybe I'll have Danny on. Well, actually, I can't do it tomorrow or for the next three games because at press box at Bancroft Memorial, tiny. It's a tiny press box. My oasis in the sky. All three press boxes that I've been to so far here in the Expedition League have all had very different feels to them. 2-2 the count. Daniel Hab, runners on first and second. For your trappers, two away. 2-2. Hit on the ground to third, Crouch Fields. Throws to second and in time for the third out of the inning. So that will end the fourth inning of play, 16-0 the score. Saberdogs leading it over your trappers. We'll take a quick break and come back for the fifth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Oh, perfect. Welcome back in here for the fifth inning of play. Hyde Stadium, a.k.a. Edison Elementary, as my GM John Hunt has been carrying on the joke that the Saberdogs put on their social media page after one of their blowout wins a few days ago. Embracing it today and putting on some kids' music as walk-up songs for the Saberdogs today. You've had Elmo, we've had Sesame Street, the whole rundown. It's been funny. We've got a new pitcher. Four-year trappers, so that means that Jack Van Camp's day is done. He goes four innings, gives up 16 runs on 10 hits. Just one of those days for the lefty. He was great in his first start of the year, but tonight just not quite going well. 16-0. And so now, first pitch to Ben Neubert. Called a strike. Parker Lewis on the mound for the Trappers. Sorry, it's David Demeter up there. And he cranks that one to left field, and it dies near the track. Noah McCreary under it and makes the play. Looked good off the bat of David Demeter. Just got killed by the wind, blowing pretty much straight down towards this right field line, blowing everything to left field straight back in. Just killed that ball. First pitch to Alex Crouch now. That one misses. So Parker Lewis, one of two guys here with the Trappers. They were on the team last year, him and Jacob Griffin. 1-0 pitch lined into left center field. That will get down for a one-out single. Alex Crouch. So now, with one away and a runner on, Dustin Mertz Colton Yanish is in at first base for Anthony Barraza. It was a rough go of things in the field for Anthony. Three errors for him in four innings in the field. That one bounces. Snap back to first. Not in time. But at the plate, responsible for just one of two hits for the Trappers. Jeff. In the YouTube chat, here's the 1-0 pitch. That's cranked to left center field, pretty much the exact same spot, and that's down for a base hit. Back-to-back singles in pretty much the same spot. Yeah, in the YouTube chat, Jeff puts, "Let us all have a moment of silence for our dearly departed video feed." Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing, man, trust me. It's been a weird day. My main camera took a nosedive on me about 5 minutes before first pitch, and then I was left scrambling. At least I have audio, I guess. First pitch to Luis Pelayo gets through the wickets, and that allows both runners to advance. Runners on second and third. Jeff, thanks for being a good sport about it. I'm glad you guys can understand. I know that you guys would rather have video than audio, I'm sure. Instead, you don't get to watch any of the action, and you get to hear my voice, probably driving you guys crazy right now. The 1-0 pitch, called a strike. But like I've said, unless technology just has it out for me, as that's lined to right field, and that's off the glove of Yanish at first, and that will allow for a run to score. Alex Crouch scores from third. It was hit hard on a line by Pelayo, just hit off the glove of Yanish and rolled into right field. And it is now 17-0 here in the top of the fifth. But our runners on the corners, one away. Hunter Delanoy. And that one misses. I'm going to try to figure some stuff out with this YouTube stream. That's lined to right field, and that is a foul ball. Figuring out this whole dropped frames thing and with the video. It's weird. It's never done this before when I've had it in its original spot. Got a 1-1 count. And the pitch. Called a strike. Brought it back across. Now 1-2. Runners on the corners for the Saberdogs. The 1-2 pitch hit on the ground to second. Seagraves fields on a hop to second for one. To first is not in time. It's the fielder's choice at second base. But Dustin Mertz scores from third. It is now 18-0. First pitch swinging in foul ground. Will it stay in play? Hab camps underhand, makes the catch. So that's a fly out in foul ground, a pop-up from Ben Neubert. And that ends the inning. Two more runs score for the Saberdogs. They've now scored at least a run in all five of their innings at the plate. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 18-0 the score. Trappers trailing it here. We'll be back after this quick break on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium, Pier, South Dakota. And let's not even talk about the current score we've got right now on the scoreboard. Bottom of the fifth inning. Saberdogs, a lot of runs. Trappers, not a lot of runs. It's 18-0. I'll just kind of whisper that, throw it in there quick. It's been one of those days. Two hits in total for the Trappers. Both of them came in that bottom of the fourth. Will Hoke and Anthony Barraza, the ones who were able to at least break up the no-hitter. We'll see what I can figure out with some things. You know, the stream, it's been crazy today. A lot of difficulties with the cameras. Had some other stuff before the game. Is what it is. Just gotta roll with it. Maddox Mueller coming up here in the bottom of the fifth. He went down looking his last time up. Been in a little bit of a slump. First pitch. Up and in, missed. Ball one. The 1-0, that's called a strike. Temperature slowly dropping here in Pier. My producer, Heather, telling me it is now 67 degrees. That's hit on the ground is short. Fielded by Demeter, throw in time to first. And that is a ground out. Here in the bottom of the fifth, for Maddox Mueller. 67 degrees here. Sunny with 9-mile-an-hour winds, and my producer, Heather, giving me all the weather updates per usual. Sunny skies now. It was cloudy earlier. Approaching 9 o'clock, you're in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Seagraves, called a strike. Jacob Wesselman on the mound for the Saberdogs. He is still out there shoving it. 0-1, that one missed. Wesselman, a senior at Briarcliff. He's an Iowa kid, which is where Trappers will be going here in a couple of days. That's hit up the middle for Seagraves, and that's through for a base hit. The third hit of the game for the Trappers. That one and in a single up the middle. Trevor Seagraves, he started to find his rhythm at the plate recently. Now, Jacob Griffin, with a runner on first and one away here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch missed up. 1-0 the count. The 1-0. Missed up again. Count now 2-0. Two-oh pitch. Call the strike. Now 2-1. Pick back to first. Kind of close, actually. Seagrave's able to get in just ahead of the tag. Two and one the count to Jacob Griffin. And the pitch. Called a strike. But with the off speed. Now 2-2. And the pitch. Just got a piece of it. Fouled. So staying alive. 18-0 the score. The Saber Dogs leading it over your Trappers. First home game for Pierre since the end of May. Two-two pitch. Skied foul, maybe playable, and Crouch able to make the underhanded catch on the move. That is the second out of the inning. Showing some nice range there. Alex Crouch at third. Now Connor Bendek. His third at-bat of the game. The leadoff man. Trappers in danger of losing six in a row. All of them against the Saber Dogs. A loss here would put the Trappers at 4-9. Some bugs swarming Connor Bendek in the box. You need to swipe around him a little bit. First pitch in the dirt. Trappers as a team batting .234. They went into this six-game set against the Saber Dogs with a .300 average as a team. That is no longer the case. 1-0 pitch, called to strike one with a changeup. And the plus-minus coming into this series for the Trappers, they were plus 28 at a 4-3 record. Now, as I said, they'll walk out of this game with a 4-9 record, and the run differential will be, if it were to stand right now, as that one is called strike two. If it were to stand right now, it would be a minus 52 run differential. The 1-2, line to third, and Crouch snags it, plucks it out of the air, and that is the third out of the inning. We will head to the sixth inning, 18-0 the score. Saber Dogs leading it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
And we are back here for the sixth inning. Hyde Stadium. Parker Lewis on the mound for the Trappers. 18-0 the score. Just looking to get to the end of this one and transition to the three-game set against the North Iowa Raging Roosters. The first game of the three tomorrow night at 6:30. This is the final game of the sixth game series against the Saberdogs. These two teams will meet again on June 18th for one game in Sioux Falls. And we'll have to see if I am present for that one or not. Just kind of depends on where we're at. That's Father's Day weekend, and so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for that Father's Day weekend. Chris Monroe absolutely hammered a three-run shot in his second at-bat of the game. First pitch, called a strike. Infield shifted way to the left. The 0-1, that's called strike two. Trevor Seagraves, the second baseman, playing to the left of the second base bag. 0-2 pitch. That's crushed out to center field. Maddox Mueller on the run. Will he get there? He will. It was a long run. Tracking that one down in right center. And that is the first out here in the sixth. Now we've got Jake Barlow. The second baseman. First pitch from Parker Lewis. Runs in near the hands. Ball one. One oh count. Lewis moving quickly. That's hit high out to left center field. Mueller is under it and makes the play for out number two. That one was hit a mile high in the air from Jake Barlow. I know that nobody on the YouTube live could see it because of our camera issues. It's weird. Delgado standing in now, and the first pitch called a strike. Seth Delgado, the catcher. Oh, and one, that's it. Into right field. Jacob Griffin, the right fielder, is under it and makes the play. So three flyouts. That's a pretty quick inning for Parker Lewis and the Trappers. Now back to work on the offensive side here in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 18-0. We'll take a quick break here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. For the bottom of the sixth, then Jacob Wesselman on the mound. And depending how this inning goes, he might try to go with a complete game. He just needs six more outs to do so. 18-0 the score. We are on our way to a 10-run mercy rule performance tonight. It'll be the fourth time in six games that the Sabre Dogs have done that to your Trappers. They should have a really good lineup from top to bottom. A lot of guys who are good enough to probably play minor league baseball. And I think that there will be some guys that leave fairly soon and go do that exact thing for the Sabre Dogs. Noah McCreary leading off the sixth. First pitch missed outside. Some of the guys that I can really point to for being candidates to leave here early. The 1-0 pitch, that one misses. Leadoff man Luis Pelayo. Ben Neubert. Chris Monroe, who has been a menace at the plate. 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss. Chris Monroe has hit four 3-run home runs in the last six games. He's been racking in the RBI. Another big hack there from McCreary. 2-2. Wind blowing out towards right, so maybe a little bit left-handed hitter friendly, and his swings look like he's trying to drive one way out there to the train tracks. The 2-2 popped foul out of play. And of course, you can't forget about Cody Muncy, who is not even in the lineup tonight for the Sabre Dogs, and he was the NAIA Player of the Year back in 2021. And that's fouled off by McCreary. In that 2021 season, Muncy batted .488, 21 home runs, and 77 RBI. That is unreal. McCreary in a 2-2, and the pitch missed high. And for the Trappers, you know, the last two games before this one especially, they were in it till the end. 3-2 pitch, check swing, went around, called strike three. Especially that game on Tuesday against the Sabre Dogs. Trappers lost 5-1, but they stranded the bases loaded and runners on the corners twice. Left 13 runners on base in that game. First pitch to Brown, called a strike. And with the off-speed, Jacob Wesselman. The 0-1 comes up empty. 0-2. You know, the good thing for the Trappers, able to turn the page kind of on this last week. 0-2 pitch, missed low in the dirt. You're able to turn the page and go back to facing the Raging Roosters, who you won 4 of 7 against just last week. 1-2, fouled off into the cage. That'll bounce into the crowd. And the Trappers, it was a crazy first series with the Roosters. That's who they will see for the next 3 nights after tonight. The 1-2 missed inside. And so, Trappers won the last 3 games they have faced the Roosters. 2-2 fouled off. They were on a 3-game win streak before this 6-game series against the Saber Dogs. Pitching has proved to be a bit of an issue for the Trappers this year, and it's not going to get any easier with the injuries that that pitching staff has faced the last few days. 2-2 pitch, missed low for ball three. Drew Copeland, the righty for the Trappers, had to leave the last game in Bancroft about a week. A little more than that. Oh, that's hit on the ground is short. Demeter Fields throws to first, and that is in time for the second out. But as I was saying, Copeland was on the mound and had to leave that game with some discomfort in his elbow. And so he went to go get that checked out today. The team got back to town. Went to go get an MRI and check on his UCL, his ligaments in his arm and such. And so he's going to be out for a while. First pitch to Will Hoke, called a strike. And then you have Logan McKeever, who was up here for the first inning. Up here with me when the chaos first ensued, where the technology came crashing down. The 5-run inning for the Saber Dogs. That's fouled off, out of play. But Logan, he's got a bit of a stomach infection or some stomach something that he's working with. Had to go to the ER last night. Was there till early this morning. And he will most likely take a few days off. 0-2 pitch, fouled off again. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th. Trappers down to their final 4 outs. Trailing 18-0. It's been a weird game all around. 0-2, hit on the ground to second. Fielded cleanly, and the throw to first is in time. So that will retire the side. The Trappers go down in order. And it is still 18-0. We head to the 7th, most likely the final inning of play here at Hyde Stadium. We'll take a quick break and come back for the top of the 7th on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back in here, Hyde Stadium, for the final inning of play between the Saber Dogs and your Pier Trappers. 18-0 our score. Sabre Dawgs jumped out early. 12-0 lead after three innings, and we're just kind of cruised that here to the seventh. Parker Lewis on the mound. First pitch inside. David Demeter up at the plate. He has his blue compression sleeve on that right arm. 1-0 breaking ball, a nice one. Buckled the knees and in there for strike one. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1 pitch, that's lined foul to the left side, out of play. Heads up over there in the Sabre Dawgs bullpen. There is some action in that Sabre Dawgs pen. I'll let you know who that is when I am aware. That one missed outside. 2-2. Parker Lewis set and the pitch. Fouled off straight back. He'll do the 2-2 once again. And the pitch. Bounces in the dirt. Good idea. Demeter looked like he wanted to go around, but able to hold up on it. So 3-2. And the pitch. Missed up and in for ball four. That is a leadoff walk. And now Alex Crouch. Back up there again. The man warming up for the Sabre Dawgs is number three, Brett Laura. We'll see if they use him, though. First pitch. That one missed low. One and oh the count.
Barry Carey style.
Runner on first. Nobody out. That's hit into right field. Way up there. Griffin. Actually, Colby Rich in there now, and he camps under it and makes the play. So Colby Rich subbed in for Jacob Griffin in right field and camped under it to make the play. And that is the first out here in the top of the seventh. Now we've got Dustin Mertz. Scooby-Doo playing over the PA. First pitch. That one missed. Runner on first. Parker Lewis. 1-0 pitch. Hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown to second in time for one. And to first. And not in time. It looked like the ball just maybe got caught up in the glove of Trevor Seagraves for just a half second too long. And that allows for Mertz to beat it out at first. And now back to the top of the order, Luis Pelayo. Two away. 18-0. First pitch, bounced. One and oh. With a win here tonight, the Sabre Dawgs would move to 11-1 on the year. 1-0 pitch hit over to first, and it takes a bounce off of Yanish's glove and rolls into right field for a base hit. Mertz rounding second and cruising into third, standing up. That's another base hit for Luis Pelayo. He's been pull happy today. Hit a lot of them over there near the first baseman. Now we've got Hunter Delanoy with runners on the corners and two away. Trappers trying to keep this at 18-0. Parker Lewis. First pitch went with a curveball and dropped it in there for a called strike. The 0-1, called strike two. Oh, and two. Two outs, top seven. 18-0. Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers. Parker Lewis looks in and delivers the 0-2. And that is called strike three. Rung him up. That ends the inning. And so we go to the bottom of the seventh. Sabre Dogs need just three more outs to close this one out against your Trappers. 18-0 to score. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Oahu days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck. Sky Zone in Bismarck. Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen. The Enchant Auto Body. Slater Oil. And more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Welcome back here to Hyde Stadium, bottom of the seventh. New pitcher on the mound for the Sabre Dogs, Brett Laura. The righty trying to close this thing out. Sabre Dogs leading 18-0 against your Trappers. This has not been a good day. 18 runs on 14 hits for the Sabre Dogs. No runs on 3 hits for the Trappers. Colton Yanish, the left-handed hitter, stands in to start off the bottom of the seventh. As I said, the Trappers down to their final 3 outs. First pitch, that's hit out to right center field. Hit well back near the track, and that's caught out there in right field by Delanoy. He's got scared there by Logan McKeever. He was up here with me in the first inning, and now he comes back, and he's baby-faced, shaved the beard completely. It scared me. Switched up to Mojo. Okay, I like it. So Logan switched up to Mojo. We'll see how that works tomorrow in Bancroft. So after the fly out to right field, it's Daniel Hab. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch fouled off to the right side. 1-1. Trappers down to their final 2 outs. Pretty unlikely that this game will go beyond 7. Trappers would have to score 9. 1-1. Fouled off once again to the right side. Brett Laura goes to the University of Science and Arts in Oklahoma. So he is teammates with Luis Pelayo of the Sabre Dogs, as well as Will Hoke and Gabriel Arroyo, 0-2. Hab goes down swinging with a changeup in the dirt. And the Trappers now down to their final out. It is Maddox Mueller. So the righty, Maddox Mueller, is the last hope. First pitch swinging comes up empty. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch bounced in the dirt. 1-1. Laura gets set and the 1-1. And that missed. Ball two. Swinging strike two, and the Trappers down to their final strike here tonight. It was an attendance of around 600 for the Trappers. They average around 550 a game, and the 2-2 is called strike three. Mueller goes down looking, and that will end the game here. Final score, 18-0. Saber Dogs win it over your Trappers. And so we will take a quick pause, come back for a quick post game. Not really a whole lot to talk about for this one, so we'll keep it quick after this break. We'll come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier. You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Pier Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here for the Trapper Wrap post game. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. It's a rough day at the park here at Hyde Stadium. 18-0, your Trappers fall to the Soares Valley Saber Dogs, and that is the last time these teams will meet for about a week and a half. It was a six-game series between these two teams, and the Saber Dogs won all six of them. The closest one being a 5-1 game. Four of the six were run rule games. 14-0, 21-3, 27-0, and this one 18-0, so kind of falls somewhere right in the middle for the score differentials. The only three hits here tonight for the Trappers came from Will Hoke, Anthony Barraza, and Trevor Seagraves. For the Saber Dogs, it was an onslaught once again. We had a three-run home run from Chris Monroe. You've heard his name a whole lot here these last couple of games. That it was his fourth three-run home run in the last five games. So that was the long ball. Hit that one back in the third inning. Saber Dogs scored in each of the first five innings, five runs, one run, six runs, four runs, and then two runs. But then Parker Lewis came in the sixth and seventh and put up consecutive zeros on the board. Nothing doing for the Trappers, though, tonight. Just the three hits. Jack Van Camp was on the mound, and he's credited with today's loss. He went five innings, 18 runs, 13 hits for the Trappers. As I said, no runs, three hits, four errors in the field that led to a couple of those runs scoring. So not all 18 of those are earned for Jack Van Camp. Closer to probably the 13-run area. It's really about all there is to say about tonight's game. It's kind of how it was from the start. Just one of those days, pretty much for everybody. Trappers will be back in action tomorrow night at 6:35 from Bancroft Memorial Field in Iowa. So another series on the road for the Trappers, something that they have gotten used to, just this one-off home game that we had today. In total, when it's all said and done, just one home game over a 16-day span for the Trappers, pretty much right out of the gates here. So the Trappers fall to 4-9. Saber Dogs move up to 10-1. Actually, 11-1. First place in the standings. And so that'll be it here for the Trapper Rap post-game show. We will send it back to the studio, to some music. A reminder, I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers. And I'll see you guys probably tomorrow night. But for the meantime, peace out, enjoy your night, and I'll see you guys next time.
Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.